So we have Luke's version of the calling of Simon Peter. And it really is a magnificent story. And one that you should go back to and read it and reflect and meditate and allow your imagination to open up so many of the treasures that are here in this one little passage. As it describes the calling of the Pope, the first Pope, Peter, but also as it applies to our own life. So just a few of those things that maybe we can think about. So they had been fishing all night and caught nothing. So we can imagine that they were maybe discouraged or disheartened, frustrated. And here comes this man and just gets into Simon's boat. And it says, put out a little bit. Let me go to work on your boat. So how do we deal with those frustrating moments in our life? When we are discouraged, disappointed, when things haven't gone our way, when we've caught no fish. But yet Jesus still wants to come and to intrude into our life. How do we receive that? Do we welcome it? Are we resentful? Do we try to resist? And then when he says, put out into the deep and lower your nets. We've been working all night and we've caught nothing. We are fishermen. We know that we don't catch fish during the day. We know that the fish are better at the shoreline, not in the middle. We know what we're doing, but at your command, I will follow. When the Lord calls you to do something that doesn't always make sense, that seems contrary to the way that you would want things to be done, or the way that things have always been done, are you open? Are you receptive to that? Do you allow the Lord to call you out into the deep? And how do you respond with that miraculous catch? These men were fishermen. This is how they made their living, how they paid their bills, how they bought their food, was by the money from their catch of fish. And we can probably rightfully assume this was the largest catch that they've ever had. The largest amount of money they've ever made off of this catch of fish. When we experience some type of natural or material blessing, how do we respond? What was Peter's response? Ultimately, he left it all behind and followed Jesus. How often do we assume that because we had a good day, that God wants us to continue on that path? And this is a sign that I'm doing the right thing and I should continue. But the other response of Peter was, depart, Lord, I'm a sinful man. I'm not worthy to be in your presence. How often we allow ourselves to get in the way of what God wants to do in our life, thinking that we're not worthy to be part of this, whatever this may be that he's calling us to, because I'm a sinful man. Or assuming that just because I had a good day, that means that God wants me to continue this. But Jesus was calling him to leave that all behind and to follow him. Are you willing to walk away from material blessing, quote unquote, to the abundance of the good things of this world to follow Jesus? These are just a few of the points, a few of the questions that we can ask ourselves as we enter into these scriptures that Mother Church gives us this morning. It's a beautiful point of reflection and meditation on what is our disposition towards the Lord? Who's really in control of our lives? Who makes the decisions? Do I impose my will upon God? Do I allow him to impose himself upon me? And we could spend as much time and more on that first reading from St. Paul to the Colossians. Whereas yesterday he was sharing with them his prayer of thanksgiving to God for the gift of faith that this early church, this young church, was expressing. And now he's sharing with them what he prays and how he prays for them. Because they heard the word. That word is producing fruit in their life. They've left behind the things and they're trying to be faithful to what God is calling of them. We don't cease praying for you, asking you to be filled with the knowledge of God, with spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you know how to walk in His way. So you just don't know about Him, but you walk with Him. This is the prayer of Paul to this early church, this young church. So you can be fully pleasing, bearing good fruit, growing in the knowledge of God. So for the people in our lives, this is a good model on how to pray for people. When we don't know sometimes how to pray or what to pray, go to Colossians chapter 1 and just imitate this prayer. Asking that the people in your life receive these abundance of spiritual gifts, that they can hear the word of God and they can leave everything behind to follow Him. Because He has delivered us from the power of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of His beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of our sins. This is a beautiful passage in this first chapter from Colossians. Again, another point, a good point of meditation and reflection for us. And because of the feast day tomorrow, we won't get the next part. But it goes on to this beautiful explanation of who Jesus is. The scriptures, if we allow, the scriptures can really come alive in our life. And not just some story about things that happened way back then, but as it comes alive in our life today. Jesus wants to get into your boat. Jesus wants to interrupt your life. He wants to show Himself to you. He wants to pick you up and tell you not to be afraid. He's going to give you the courage and the grace to leave everything behind to follow Him. We can ask St. Peter, St. Paul, to pray for us, to have that courage, to have that strength, to leave everything behind to follow Jesus.